Good morning, everybody.
大家早晨.
My name is Justin. I'm not that busy.
我是黃牧師, 我不是那麼忙的.
But it's always good to be here and to speak to our part of the church.
我高興在這裡跟大家分享.
If you have your Bible, turn with me to John chapter 21. We're going to be in verse 1 to 19.
如果大家有聖經的, 麻煩打開, 約翰福音第21章.
I have two daughters right now. Sorry, it's not in the notes. I have two daughters right now.
我有兩個女.
The oldest one is about to be 5 years old.
大一個5歲.
And the little one is about 3 years old.
小一個3歲.
We're starting to do potty training for the little one.
我們教他怎麼去廁所.
And it is the worst thing in the world.
很難過.
I didn't think it was going to be that hard, but it's really hard.
真是想像不到有這麼難的, 原來.
And so one day, I was doing the laundry after school.
有一天我在洗衣服.
And I finished the laundry.
洗完之後,
and then I opened the door.
打開一個門,
and then all of a sudden, I knew something was wrong.
我就發現有些不妥.
It didn't smell like clean clothes anymore.
好像不好的東西,很奇怪的異味出來.
And so I start to pull out clothes.
當我拿衣服出來的時候,
and it's just really dirty in there.
為什麼這麼髒的衣服?
The little one left me a surprise.
小的那個好像有些驚喜給我.
And so my immediate thought as a gracious father
我立刻想到,
was to find the little one and spank her.
就找個小的出來打屁股.
And so I start yelling, Mia, Mia, where are you?
我就在叫, Mia, Mia, 你在哪裡?
And immediately she, at 3 years old, she knew what she did.
雖然三歲,
and so we start playing hide and seek.
就開始躲起來.
And for the next 10 minutes, I don't know where she is.
10分鐘我都找不到.
And I find her in the in a corner, and she's hiding.
最後在角落頭找到她.
And I get to her, and I was like, hey, do you know what you did?
我跟她說,
and she says, I don't know.
我說,
and I say, did you go to the bathroom in your pants?
你是不是在褲裡面去了廁所啊?
And she looks me in the eye.
她就望著我的眼.
And she says, what are you talking about?
她跟我說, 你說什麼啊你?
And I said, I know you're lying. Is that a truth or a lie?
那我跟她說, 你是說真還是說假啊你?
And then she looks me in the eye.
她就望著我.
And she starts, and she puts her hand in her face.
她就蓋著自己的臉.
And she says, it's a lie.
她就跟我說, 我說謊話.
And then she, I don't know if it was real tears or fake, but she goes back to the corner and just starts crying.
我不知道是真還是假,但她掩著她在那裡哭,回到角落頭.
And I just think it's really cute.
我覺得很可愛.
But then I remember there's a load of laundry that's really that needs to be cleaned again.
我記得洗衣機裡面還有一整堆污染了的衣服.
And I look at her and I go, I know it was an accident.
我看著她的時候,我知道這是一個意外.
And it's okay.
是沒問題的,
but next time you will do the laundry. A lot of times in our lives,
很多時候我們生命裡面,
we feel really bad when we mess up.
我們做錯事,我們覺得很難過.
And I think it's true in the Christian life.
對基督徒來說是相當現實的.
I think a lot of times we feel like we have went to the bathroom in our pants and God is upset with us.
經常都可能好像小朋友咁,我哋喺廁所,去,喺條褲裡面去廁所都唔知道.
And we like to run away from God.
我哋就離開神.
Because we don't know how he's going to treat us.
我哋唔知道神會點樣對我哋.
This is one of the stories that talks about this.
呢個係其中一個故事.
So if you look at, if you have your Bible again, go to John chapter 21.
如果你有聖經的話,打開約翰福音第21章.
And this is what verse 1 says.
第一節.
It says, after this, Jesus revealed himself to the disciples by the Sea of Tiberias, and he revealed himself in this way. Simon Peter, Thomas, Nathanael of Cana of Galilee, the sons of Zebedee, and the two others of the disciples were together. Simon Peter said to them, I'm going fishing. They said to him, we will go with you. And they went out, and they got on a boat, but that night they caught nothing.
這是以後耶穌在提比利亞海邊又向門徒顯現他怎樣顯現記在下面有西門彼得和稱底多馬的多馬並加利利的拿但人拿但葉還有西並泰的兩個兒子又有兩個門徒都在一起 門彼得對他們說：你我帶魚去，你們他們說：我們也和你同去。他們就出去上了船，那一夜並沒有打著什麼。
Now the couple things we have to notice is the timeline is very very important.
要注意呢度嘅時間點。
This is the last book of John and the last part of the Gospels.
呢度係約翰福音裡面最後一本書。
And the main character here is a guy named Peter.
主角係彼得。
We all know Peter.
大家都認識彼得。
If you grew up in church, you've heard stories of Peter.
你喺教會生活咗咁耐，應該聽咗好多關於彼得嘅故事。
Going back all the way to chapter 13, we remember who Peter was.
我哋翻返去十三章嘅時候，我哋會記得到底彼得係咩嘅一個人咧？
There was a part back in 13 where Jesus asked what if his disciples will neglect him.
第十三章嘅時候，耶穌問門徒佢會唔會唔理佢啊？
And Peter was one of the only disciples that say, Lord, why can I not follow you? I'm going to lay down my life for you. And if I need to, I will die for you.
在第十三章的时候，他说，彼得就说，主啊，我为什么不能跟你去？我愿意为你舍命。
And we love Peter back here.
我们在那时候，我们觉得啊， Peter 很可爱。
Because it feels like, okay, if everyone forgets Jesus,Peter will be the only one who stands up for him.
So, 大家都唔記得耶穌嘅話，彼得都應該會繼續跟隨耶穌。
But the last thing Peter says to Jesus before Jesus is crucified is, I don't know who you are. His denial.
最後一次耶穌釘十字架之前，佢講嘅就係我唔認識耶穌。
In the last time we see Peter before this passage.Is when Peter hears the rooster crow and he goes out and he cries.
最後一次我哋聽到睇到彼得嘅信息嘅時候，係佢三次雞啼之前唔認主。
So from that point, right, from the point of him denying Jesus all the way till this story, what do you think is happening inside of Peter's heart?
由佢三次不認主開始到而家呢個時候，佢打魚嘅時候，你覺得彼得心裏面係點樣諗咧？
The last thing.That Peter said to Jesus was, "I'm not with him."
最後一次佢講嘅時候就係我唔係同耶穌一齊嘅。
How much guilt and shame do you think was going through Peter after that day?
你可唔可以想象到佢有幾咁羞愧
？How do you think Peter recovered from that, or have you ever recovered?
佢點先可以勝過自己嘅羞愧嘅心咧
？What about you?
你咧
？Have you ever been to a point in your spiritual journey where You feel that guilty, that shameful?
在你的灵命里面有没有经历过这些这么羞愧的事情呢?
Have you ever sinned so much that you feel like God is disappointed in you?
你有没有犯很多很多的罪,觉得神已经不会再理你呢?
And so what do we find Peter doing in this passage?
我们看看彼得在这里做什么呢?
It says in the passage, Peter and the disciples go fishing.
在这里说, Peter 和其他门徒去打鱼。
And when you read it, you say, that's very, very strange.
你会看到,咦,这么奇怪的呢?
Why are they going fishing?
为什么去打鱼?
But you remember what the occupation of the disciples were before Jesus?
你要记得他们跟随耶稣之前究竟是做什么的呢?
What were they doing?
他们做什么的?
They were fishers, fishermen.
他们是渔民来的
吗? And so what's going on here?
那发生什么事呢, 这里?
I think Peter, like many of us,is he's going back to what he believes he was good at.
好像我们很多人同样的回到自己做自己的老本行。
And so he tells the rest of the disciples, I don't know what's going on with Jesus anymore, let's go back to fishing because at least we're good at fishing.
他说我都不知道跟着耶稣会有什么发生但是我们真的回到做老本行因为那个我们最厉害的做的事。
Now, I want you to pay attention to something real quick.Peter and the disciples are not doing anything crazy.
彼得沒做一些不可理喻的事。
They're just going fishing.
他們只是去打魚而已。
They didn't, from what we know, they didn't fall away or renounce their faith.
他沒有說不信耶穌,也沒有說離棄神。
They're not committing crimes and they're not, you know, just going crazy.
沒有打家劫舍,沒有做一些神經的事。
They are not outright rebelling. But They're not following Jesus either.
他们没有去反抗, 但他们都没有继续跟随耶稣。
And for a lot of people who failed God, what they will typically do is to busy and distract themselves from their original mission.
好像很多人一样,他远离神的时候,他都找出很多解决自己的问题,办到自己好像很忙一样。
And what I'm saying here is, when Jesus enters into the life of the disciples, he changed everything.
当耶稣进入门徒生命里面,他改变他们生命里面的一切。
And it was the same for us.
应该是跟我们一样。
When Jesus became real for us, he becomes the purpose of everything.
当耶稣进入我们生命的时候,他又成为我们的一切。
He gives us a new mission.
给我们新的生命。
And sometimes what we do is, when we fail God, we go, we must be outside of the mission now.
当我们令神失望的时候,我们可能会觉得我们已经离开了神。
Maybe God doesn't want to use me anymore.
神不会再使用我了。
So let's keep reading, let's see what happens. In verse 3, it's very interesting. The verse says, they went out and got into a boat, but that night they caught nothing. How frustrating is this for fishermen? When everything you train to do fails you. So the question is, why does this happen to them? You can say, well, they're pretty bad at fishing. But they were professionals, remember? So what we see in the background is God is getting their attention. So look at verse 4 and 5. It says, just as day was breaking, Jesus stood on the shore, yet the disciples did not know that it was Jesus. Jesus said to them, children, do you have any fish? And they answered him, nope.
在第四节和第五节里面讲,天将亮的时候,耶稣站在岸上,门徒却不知道是耶稣,耶稣就对他们说,小子,你们有吃的没有?他们回答,没有。
And so as they are not catching anything, as they are tired, a figure on the shore calls to them.
他们很累的时候,看到岸边有一个人跟他们说,
there's a couple translations in the English where Jesus says, hey friends, have you caught anything?
在不同的英文翻译本里面有些会说,朋友,你有没有打到鱼?
That's actually a really bad translation.
这个翻译是非常差的。
The translation that what Jesus is really trying to say to them is, little children, little boys, have you caught any fish yet?
真正的翻译应该是跟他们说的是小子。
And he already knows, Jesus knows that they did not catch anything.
耶稣那时候其实都已经知道他们打不到鱼了。
It's Jesus' way of saying, your life, what you're doing right now, it's not working. Now, I want you to notice another thing here in this passage. What's the tone of Jesus here? Is he angry Jesus? Is he yelling at them, saying, hey, what are you guys doing? Get over here now. Does he look at Peter and say, I knew you were going to betray me? And we laugh because we think that's how God's going to treat us. But if you look at the passage, his tone is soft and gentle. It's like a father would say to his kids, come on, you know better than that. What are you doing? And so let's go to verse 6.
好的,我们继续看第六节。
And he said to him, cast the net on the right side of the boat, and you will find some. So they cast it, and they were not able to haul it in because of the quantity of fish. The disciple whom Jesus loved therefore said to Peter, it's the Lord.
第六节,耶稣说,你们把网撒在船的右边,就必得着,他们便撒下网。
This should sound very familiar. Because this is the exact way Jesus called the disciples to follow him, right? So when I was studying this, I was going, why doesn't Jesus Why is Jesus doing this to Peter?
我在想,剛才經文的時候,
Why not forget all of this and skip to verse 19 and already, if Jesus knows he's going to restore him, why not go all the way to the end and just say, hey, Peter, you're restored?
其實耶穌可以直接去到第十九節,第十九節那裡說,耶穌,彼得,我已經復興你了。It's
because Jesus is recreating the moment for Peter when he first called him.
在這裡,耶穌是重新去製造同一個他跟隨他的時候的景象。
He's reminding Peter of something.
他提醒彼得一件事情。
And just so we don't forget, remember, this is chapter 21. This is at the end of the book.
這裡是第21章,是接近尾聲的了。 And
so what Jesus is doing in creating this memory is to say, Peter, I was the one who called you to follow me.
他在提醒彼得,
He's reminding Peter that I knew you were going to betray me.
他提醒彼得,
but you're still one of my disciples, Peter. And so he's recreating that memory to prove to Peter that he did not make a mistake.
他想提醒彼得他是没有犯到错误,
And so if you keep going to the passage, when Simon Peter heard that it was the Lord, he put on his outer garment, for he was stripped for work, and he threw himself into the sea.
在第七節那裡,耶穌所愛的門徒彼得說,是主,那時,門徒彼得赤著身子,一聽見是主,就束上一件外衣,跳在海裡。
And when Peter finally remembers that it's Jesus, he doesn't run anymore.
當他記得是主呼喚他的時候,他不再逃跑。
He puts on his clothes and he jumps over into the water. And repentance doesn't have to look pretty. It just has to be honest. You don't need to fix yourself up before you go back to Jesus. And let's keep looking at the passage. And if you look at verse 8 and 9, he says, The other disciples came in the boat, dragging the net full of fish, and they were not far off, about 100 yards. When they got out on the land, they saw a charcoal fire in place with fish laid out on it and bread.
第八和第九節,其餘的門徒離岸不遠,約有200丈,就在小船上把籃網拉過來。他們上了岸,就看見那裡的炭火上面有魚,又有餅。
And Peter is swimming to shore. He's wet and he shows up right on the shore.
彼得一路游去岸边,就上岸的时候又湿。
And what is the first thing he sees?
第一眼看到的是什么呢?
Breakfast.
早餐.
You know what's funny?
有趣的地方是,
Jesus already has fish and bread.
有趣的地方是,
he doesn't need their stuff. But
want
to know a bigger question? How is the meal prepared in this passage?
最大的問題是,究竟怎麼煮的?
It says that the meal was prepared on a charcoal fire.
這裡寫著,這個早餐是用炭火煮的。
There's only two times in the Bible that charcoal fire is mentioned.
只有兩次在聖經裡面講到炭火這件事。
One time is here.
有一次就是這裡啦。
Second time is when Peter is about to betray Jesus, and he's warming his hands over a charcoal fire.
第二次就是耶稣,当彼得背叛耶稣,不认他的时候,他在用炭火来暖他的手。
Why does Jesus do this?
耶稣为什么要再提醒他呢?
This seems very, very mean.
真的很不近人情。
This would be the same as me talking to my daughter while I put her inside the laundry thing when it smells.
如果是好像我把我的小朋友把他扔到洗衣篮里面闻看他自己的作品
That's illegal, I won't do that
这个是犯法的,我绝对不这么做
okay. The reason why Jesus is doing this is he's bringing back one of Peter's darkest moments
这个是神想再提醒到他最黑暗的时候
Because when Peter sees the charcoal fire Immediately he thinks, I'm a failure, I have shame, I have guilt, I messed up.
看到他炭火的时候,他提醒到彼得,他是一个失败者,他所有的悔疚和后悔都一起涌上心情。
And Jesus, because he loves Peter, brings him to his source of greatest pain and shame.
因为这样，神就要将他带回去最痛苦的时候。
And he says, we have to deal with this.
我们要处理这个问题。
And he's reminding Peter, yes, you messed up, but you are still mine.
他提醒彼得，虽然你有错失，但是你仍然是属于我的。
He's reminding you today that yes, your sins are dirty and ugly.
今天他也用这段经文来提醒我们，虽然我们有罪，我们不是很好。
But I know it. I knew that, but I have paid for it.
但是他已经知道，他已经用他的血来到洗净我们的罪。
Friends, if you can understand that, that will change Christianity.
如果你明白这件事，就可以改变整个基督教。
If you finally understand that Jesus loves you in your darkest moments,
提醒你，当你在最黑暗的时间，神仍然是爱你的。
That changes everything, doesn't it?
因为改变一切了。
You don't have to run anymore.
你不用再逃跑。
Because Jesus knows.
神知道一切。
And he, think about this, and he went to the cross knowing your darkest moments.
神钉十字架的时候已经知道你最黑暗的时候。
Man, so what does that do to a person?
这样对于这个人来说有什么作用呢？
In verse 12 it says, let's eat breakfast.
十二节就是吃早餐咯。
And I like it because I like breakfast.
我喜欢因为我都很喜欢吃早餐。
And from that point on, Jesus takes Peter and he three times goes, do you love me? Do you still want to do this, Peter?
一路食嘅时候，耶稣就问佢三次，究竟你爱唔爱我？你系咪仲系要跟从我？
He says, hey, you don't disqualify yourself. I have restored you. Do you still want to do this?
你唔好睇小自己，我已经复兴你，你要唔要继续跟从我？
And Jesus is pointing Peter back to all of this and says, you know what it will cost as my disciple. If they killed me, they're going to kill you. Do you still want to do this?
他提醒跟从他的代价，他之前他们杀了我，他们后面都会杀你，你会不会用接受这个代价继续跟从我？
And he looks at Peter and he looks at the fish and he says, Peter, yes, that could be a lot of money. That's an easy way to do life.But will you love me enough to do my mission?
他看着鱼的时候，他告诉彼得，他可以赚很多钱去买这些鱼，但是你愿意接受这个任务去跟从我？
And so for us, what does it mean for us here at CBC?
对我们 CBC 的会众来说，有什么作用呢？
A lot of us have a misunderstanding of who Jesus is.
很多可能我们很多都误解了谁才是耶稣。
We believe that because we have messed up and we have fallen that he is disappointed with us.
我们可能觉得我们做错事了，犯了罪了，我们令耶稣失望。
And for a lot of us, we have disqualified ourselves from being involved in church and in the mission.
可能我们觉得自己没资格再去参加教会的活动和一些教会的事工。
And let me be the first one to tell you that that is not true.
我想在这里告诉大家，这个是不正确的想法。
This story proves that you are not too far.
这个故事我想神告诉我们听，我们还是可以参加的。
And you removing yourself from Christian community and Christian service is only an excuse.
我们去离开事工，不去服侍，是一个借口。
Jesus uses all of us.
耶稣可以用我们每一个人。
And so there's a part in our church calendar that's coming up very soon.
在我们的教会的行事历里面，很快有一件事情要发生。
The pastors and some of the leaders will start to ask all of the CBC members, where do you want to serve?
教牧同工会问每一位，到底你在哪个事工的岗位里面可以侍奉呢？
Because there's a lot of areas in this church that will need your help.
我们教会有很多不同的需要，需要你的帮助。
And for a lot of us, when we are asked, immediately we say, not me.
很多可能很多时候，牧师问我哋嘅时候，我哋马上会撒手拧头话唔系我啦，唔掂。
And sometimes because you're just lazy.
有阵时我哋可能太懒。
But a lot of times because you feel you're not adequate.
可能很多时候我哋觉得自己唔够班。
And let me tell you, friends, that he sees you as perfect.
喺神嘅眼里面，我哋每一个人都系完美嘅。
And so, what is that going to look like right now?
咁样应该点样睇落去咧？
So for some of you guys, it's getting involved in it before the people ask you.
可能牧师问你我哋之前，我哋应该主动去问可唔可以参加事工。
And I will tell you right now, in our children's department and youth department, we need helpers.
喺我哋年青事工、我哋儿童事工，我哋需要好多嘅帮忙。
They will need helpers in Awana as well.
喺 Awana， 我哋都需要帮忙。
And so a lot of you guys have been only attending this church, but not serving.
好多我哋嘅会众可能只系嚟参加我哋嘅聚会，冇去真系侍奉。
Very practical thing is ask the pastors, hey, where can I serve in this church?
我哋可以问我哋嘅牧师，我哋有咩地方可以侍奉，可以为教会出力。
And for you, again, you think, no, I can't do this. He's not going to allow me to. I want to remind you of Peter one more time.
可能我哋对自己讲系唔得嘅，我哋唔够好嘅。但系你睇到彼得嘅故事，我想提醒我哋系得嘅。
Because at the very end in verse 19, Jesus looks at Peter knowing everything and he ends the whole story with, follow me.
到最后第十九节嘅时候，讲到最后嘅时候，佢都最后一句就系你跟从我吧。
So let's pray.
好，我哋祷告。
Father God, we thank you for today.
神感谢你俾我哋今日。
Because you are the one who called us to yourself.
你喺度呼召我哋嚟到你嘅事面前。
And you are the one who saved us.
你系我哋嘅救赎者。
And you saved us in the midst of our sins.
你喺我哋犯罪过之中系救赎我哋。
And you saved us even knowing that we were going to fail.
你救赎我哋，虽然知道我哋都会犯罪。
So would you remind the people in this room that you still save?
求主提醒我哋每一个会众，我哋仍然系得救嘅。
And not only do you save, but you ask us to continue to follow.
唔止我哋得救，我哋继续要跟从你。
Help CBC know this.
教我哋教会去跟从你。
That though we fall, Christ still picks us up.
虽然我哋会可能会跌倒，神会扶翻起我哋。
And so as we sing the song of worship in response,
我哋回应诗歌嘅时候，
would you remind those parts of our hearts where we've lied?
系提醒我哋会众每一个心。
And we said we were too guilty.
我哋可能觉得自己好犯罪疚。
Or too shameful.
可能觉得自己唔够好。
Remind us that you are a dad who still loves.
提醒你系我哋嘅父，你仍然爱我哋。
In your son's name we pray.
祈祷会主耶稣基督嘅名求，阿门。